This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coach Johnson today. How? Mr. Johnson. You sound old when he's
saying that. Yeah, I sound like a real unk, but I'm enjoying it. The kids been calling me Coach Johnson, Mr. Johnson, so I'm just taking it all in. It's a new name for me.
Okay, what's your coaching style?
Definitely loud, aggressive. I think for me, just setting a certain tone for the kids. I mean, even the kids are going doing one-on-ones, they were kind of looking around. It's like, man, you got to come over here and be confident. You got to talk to them and get their energy going, their confidence going the right way so they can believe and then go out there and win.
Teaching them how to be a real DB.
Yeah. Everybody got to have a little DB in them, for sure.
What's the different feel with Ben Johnson now as head coach heading into this training camp?
I think really just him setting the tone with how he operates throughout the building and with the guys in the locker room. I feel like for us, we know the standard that he's setting. We know what high-level football looks like, of course, where he's come from, where Dennis Allen has come from, and different things like that. So we're able to see it actually being done and things like that. So I think for us, it's really just listening and taking it all in, and then for us pushing each other. And I feel like it's really going to be up to the players to win. I feel like that's my biggest thing. I don't feel like this is going to be a staff where we can try to blame it on somebody else and things like that. It's going to be real cleared up and cleaned up for us, and we got to go out there and win. So me personally, it's just getting myself ready to play, getting the defense ready to go, getting the team ready so that we can go out there and win on Sunday.
That's Fox 32's Cassie Carlson and Jalen Johnson. We'll get into that in just a little bit. I am Jetson Richards. He is Lou Kanellis. We are in for Spiegel & Holmes on a Friday. We've also been reacting to the big news. The Bears and general manager Ryan Poles have reached an agreement on a contract extension that ties him to the Bears for the next 5 years. We'll get back to these phone calls in just a minute. Lou, you want to bring our next guest
on?
Yeah,
I haven't seen her in a while because I've been on vacation for a couple of weeks. So she's been holding down the fort, doing a great job as always. And Cassie joins us from The Rate right now, where the White Sox are getting ready to celebrate the 2005 World Series season. Cassie, how are you?
LOL when you texted me, because I was like, who is this? I haven't seen you in like 3 weeks as you claimed residency in Europe, it seemed.
No, I did not. I am not leaving. I'm too excited about this Bears season. Hey, wait, before we get into the Bears, just give us an idea, set the scene on what's going on at the Rate right now with the White Sox and the 2005 team in town.
Yeah, it's the 05 reunion, 20 years since they won the World Series back in 2005. So there's about 33 members from that team in attendance this weekend to celebrate that all. And then today, you know, weather kind of impacted the schedule a little bit. They're playing a split doubleheader against the Guardians. So that is in game one right now, and they are going to unveil the Mark Burley statue at 6:45. So excited to talk to a lot of those guys and get Burley's reaction. You never know what a statue is going to look like. I feel like that could be a little bit nerve-wracking, but an exciting weekend for the Sox.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Now give us your reaction to the news that we just reported, and that was Ryan Poles getting the contract extension.
Yeah, wow. Okay, a Friday news dump from the Bears, and it comes less than 2 weeks until training camp starts. And I think it's I was thinking back to January, and then I was thinking back to November, like both those times. Let's start with November, when the Bears fired Matt Eberflus, and we were sitting in a press conference with Kevin Warren and Ryan Poles, where Poles was very quiet. He looked uncomfortable, and we were all talking about, does he even have control of this team? Does he feel safe at this point? And then in January, we were going through who were the Bears going to hire, and the question was, is Poles even safe at this point as well, or are they going to move on from him so they can bring in a GM that's aligned with whoever they hire? And so now for this to happen with him having a 15-36 record over 3 years as a general manager, I think it's a little bit surprising. I also can see why it makes sense, because you do want your head coach and GM to be aligned. And, you know, it's just one of those things where you haven't seen the results on the field, and it's another offseason where we say, oh, the Bears won the offseason, and that seems to be enough for this team. So I can see both sides. I'm a little surprised, though, I have to say, just because you would think you want to see it translate on the field and even make the playoffs or even have an above 500 record for him to earn it. But I think Ben Johnson likes Ryan Poles. I think Kevin Warren likes Ryan Poles. And I think they want to see, given the fact that they've overhauled the offensive line, they've surrounded Caleb Williams with more weapons, they gave him the most sought-after head coach in Ben Johnson, they want to see where they can take this thing.
Cassie, do you think that Ben Johnson was consulted about this move at all? Does he have that much say there?
I would have to imagine he was, because they do work hand in hand. And I think it goes back to the discussion that we were having leading into the draft of how much say does Ben Johnson have in personnel decisions and who they're going to draft. And I think when they drafted the tight end in Colston Loveland in the top 10, we all felt like that was a Ben Johnson pick. And so I think he does have a lot of say in what they're doing. When you're paying someone that kind of money, I would imagine you would want to make sure that he likes working with the general manager and with that front office, because they're going to be in lockstep with every single decision they make. And it goes with the offensive line too, because we know where Ben Johnson came from, and having with the Lions the best offensive line in the league, and knowing that in order for his quarterback and his scheme to work, they needed to accomplish that in one offseason with the Bears. I do feel like he was likely consulted about this, or at least, I mean, asked, you know, what he likes about Ryan Poles and how he feels about working with him.
I think he had a huge say in this decision. I really do. I think that Ben Johnson has been consulted on every move, and I think it was part of one of the reasons why Ben Johnson even took this job with the Bears. And, you know, Cassie, I look at the numbers, and Cassie Carlson from Fox 32, I work alongside every night, joining us here on The Score. You know, and you touched on the numbers, Cassie, and they're not pretty. 15-36 overall, 3-15 inside the NFC North, 4-21 on the road, 4-20 against teams that qualified for the playoffs, a couple of 10-game losing streaks. I mean, it's been darn right awful. You look at the numbers only, and it screams absolutely not. You look at moves like the Chase Claypool move. You look at Roquan Smith getting away.
Bayless Jones Jr.
Bayless Jones Jr., which you just can't get over. But yeah. but he had some hits as well. And I know DeMarcus Walker is someone that you had a relationship with when he played for the team, Cassie, and he was a guy that promised double digit sacks, and he just, in my opinion, never played up to the contract that he got. But he's also had some hits. And I'm understanding of this move by the organization, because I think comfortability becomes a factor in this. And if Kevin Warren feels good about his GM, Ryan Poles, who was part of the decision-making to offer the job to Ben Johnson. Listen, we all know Ben Johnson had his pick of the litter. He could have chosen six other job openings out there. But he felt that this franchise, before he came, mm-hmm. before the free agent moves were made, was headed in the right direction, and the man that had it headed in the right direction was Ryan Poles. And because of all those reasons, I understand the move today, and I'm okay with the contract extension.
I think one thing, too, to keep in mind with this is, you know, Ryan Poles, and you just mentioned some of the moves that maybe didn't make sense at the time, but you know, people, I'm looking on Twitter, people reacting to this, and it's like, all right, well, he totally rebuilt this team. I can I feel like you can say he rebuilt the team, but I feel like it's more accurate to say he rebuilt the roster, because if he rebuilt the team, we'd be talking about a Bears team that's going to the playoffs,
that's
right? Like
point.
They have
yep.
not taken that step yet. So yes, he has rebuilt the roster. He has fixed the salary cap issues that he had when he was hired, but they're still missing the winning aspect of this franchise to be a consistent playoff contender each and every year. Now I will say, Ben Johnson, we're all very hopeful that he can change that. And Lou, you just mentioned, you know, those close games that they lost last year or throughout Matt Eberflus's tenure. Like, you're hoping that with Ben Johnson as the head coach, like, those close games turn into wins for the Bears. And that would totally reshape the season and probably where we're at this point right now if those didn't happen. So I do think it's like, yes, like Kyler Gordon as his first draft pick. Great draft pick, right? Like, look what that's turned into. Deciding to extend Jalen Johnson and Cole Kmet, despite them being from the previous regime. Those were good decisions as well. I think this year, though, to me, is still going to be the most telling for Ryan Poles, because it's the best he's done on paper, right? But is it going to translate on the field? Like, we don't know that yet. And so, I see both sides. I think the whole, like, he's rebuilt this team, though, I feel like we can say he's rebuilt the roster, not necessarily the team.
We're joined by Fox 32's Cassie Carlson with us on Spiegel & Holmes. Judson Richards, Luke Kanellis, in for both Spiegel & Holmes. We'll get back to these phone calls in a moment. 312-644-6767. Again, taking your reaction. The Bears have given Ryan Poles a five-year contract extension, a contract that he currently had 2 years already left on. We're taking your reaction there. Cassie, we played the audio of Jalen Johnson. What were your takeaways from the camp? I thought, you know, anytime these guys are out there giving back to the city, giving back to kids, but also Jalen had a lot to say, not only about the old regime, but the new regime as well.
Yeah, it was always fun to see Jalen Johnson, who he's always a great interview and speaks his mind. And I think he gave us a little bit. And I don't think it's anything new that we learned that he wasn't necessarily a fan of Matt Eberflus towards the end of his tenure last season. He's been vocal about that many a times. But I liked what he said about the tone that Ben Johnson set in the offseason program, because it's what the players had asked for. And now it seems like it's been laid out for them pretty clearly. Like, Ben Johnson walked into his first team meeting and set the standard, and then upheld that standard through every practice that we witnessed and probably did not witness at all, as well. And so I think that the players know heading into camp what they're going to get from their head coach, and the standard is elevated. He mentioned that in his press conference when he was hired. Ben Johnson said, like, the expectations are higher than ever before, and we're going to push you harder than you've ever been pushed before. And I think the players are feeding off of that, and they know that, you know, they're done with the losing. Jalen Johnson would love a winning football season. Cole Kmet, he would love a winning football season. Two guys who are some of the longest tenured Bears at this point who haven't even experienced that yet. So I think Jalen Johnson is happy that Ben Johnson came in and he is going to hold everyone accountable. And I think the other thing that he pointed out or emphasized is that not only Ben Johnson, but Dennis Allen both have reputations and therefore already have instant respect from this roster. And that's something that was missing with Matt Eberflus, because we remember when Matt Eberflus was hired, everyone's like, who is this? And so I think the reputation that these coaches uphold, and it could trickle down the entire coaching staff to Antoine Randall-El, to Al Harris, like all those guys are dudes that have done it before and have proven themselves, and that goes a long way with the players. I also liked that I spoke to him about the defensive backs getting together and training in Vegas. That's something they have not done before, and I kind of found that surprising, but it seems like there was a point of emphasis of getting those DBs together. We know they're one of the more established groups and position groups on this team, and Jalen was talking about, you know, his brother trains Jalen in the offseason. He was out there too training all these guys. So good to see Jalen Johnson with Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Brisker, Terrell Smith. I think he said Josh Blackwell was out there as well. I know people were wondering about Tyreek Stevenson, who wasn't there, but just spending time together. I think, you know, I don't know if Caleb Williams did that with his receivers and all this offseason, but good to see the DBs putting the onus on themselves to get that thing going. They said they started planning it like after last season. They're like, we got to do this. And I don't know if you know, Jalen Johnson is like a master chef at this point. He has his own little cooking segment. So he said he had the guys over, he cooked for them. So I like hearing about that stuff during the offseason, because I do think it all plays into how things translate on the field and in the locker room throughout a long season.
Yeah, he's got quite a shoe collection as well. I know that you've had the opportunity to check out that shoe collection. Let me give you a wrap-up real quickly, Cassie, and then I'll let you get back to work there at the rate. you know Jalen Johnson, and he's a guy that's been outspoken. He speaks his mind, and he does it on this radio station. He does it with the media as well. He's not one to hold back. But after talking to him and hearing the respect that he has of this new coaching staff, Ben Johnson, defensive coordinator, defensive backs coach, do you get the feeling that Jalen Johnson has more respect for the coaching staff that he has today and would be more inclined to bite his lip, so to speak, and not be as outspoken as he's been in the past, even if he doesn't agree with something that's been, with a move that's been made by this new coaching staff?
That's an interesting question. I think yes right now, because everyone's still new, right? It's like you're trying to feel each other out. Like, what buttons can you press? What do you feel like you need to take a step back on? But in the same token, I feel like Jalen Johnson's kind of getting a lot of what he had asked for. He talked about the fact that this aggressive Dennis Allen defense, he's expecting to travel the number one receivers. He was like, I am so looking forward to this schedule because we're facing a lot of the top receivers in the league. And you start with week one against the Vikings and Justin Jefferson. He said the game plan is he's following that guy. He cannot wait for that. Or you look at Jamar Chase, T. Higgins. Like, there's a lot of guys that they're going to see on the schedule that he's excited to cover and have more like press man coverage. So I could see where you're coming from on that. I do think that everyone's kind of in a feeling each other out, like, kind of situation right now. And it even goes to, like, Cole Kmet talking that he was taken aback by them drafting Colston Loveland. And then, you know, he had a conversation with Ben Johnson. He's like, you know, you don't know the guy. You don't know their intentions. You're trying to see how he feels about you. It's like an interview. The NFL players have a job interview every single day. They show up to practice. They could get cut after a bad practice, you know. So it's like proving yourself each and every day. So I could see Jalen maybe biting his tongue a little bit on things, but I also respect him that he's pretty honest just about every time that we talk to him. And I think, like, last year, for example, he was pretty on point with a lot of what he had to share.
Cassie, I know that you're busy out there. Thanks for taking the time, and I'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Cassie Carlson from Fox 32 joining us from the Raid, getting ready for the 2005 World Series reunion with the players, but also works the Bears beat for us at Fox 32, your home of the Bears. And she knows her Bears stuff, that's for sure.
And that was some great insight. And she mentioned the statue. Let's hope that, you know, Mark Burley doesn't get the Dwayne Wade treatment of what a statue could look like. The unfailing. Curious what that one could look like. He is Luke Canales. I'm Judson Richards. We are reacting to, first of all, we are in for Spiegel & Holmes. We are reacting to the 5-year contract extension that has been given to Bears GM Ryan Poles. So interesting that we did a lot of conversation about the Bulls and what does Arturas Karnašovas contract look like, and Mark Eversley, and let us know, and let us know, and let us know. And today we find out from Adam Schefter right there in big, bold letters, the Bears wanted to make sure that everyone knew, as we're less than 2 weeks away from training camp, that Ryan Poles, yes, not only had 2 years left on his deal, but also now has been given a 5-year contract extension. Let's go back to the phones. 312-644-6767. Dave is with us in Woodridge. Dave, what's your reaction to this Bears news?
Listen, I like it. I support it. I like Ryan Poles. I mean, certainly, you know, as you've said and as other callers have said, he's made mistakes. I don't agree with everything he does. You know, chiefly, you know, he really squandered Caleb Williams' first year by not giving him a coach and not giving him an offensive line. But most of the other decisions and actions that he's made, I support. And I think the big thing for me is he has a plan. And like, how often have we been able to say that, you know, for Bears GMs over the years, that he has a plan? And I feel like everything that he does is like in furtherance of a longer term plan. And, you know, it, again, not everything that he does in furtherance of the plan pans out. But I think he has a plan. And I think it's, I don't know exactly what it is. But he seems like a person on a mission. I think he has vision. I mean, just, you know, look at, you know, the Cubs 2016 championship team. You know, they tore that team down to the studs a few years before that to get to that point. and they had a plan, and it took some time to put the pieces together, but they did it, and they won a championship. And, you know, I feel like the Bears are doing the same thing here.
Yeah, Dave, thanks for the phone call. Interesting to do the comp a little bit, just multiple 100-loss seasons for the Cubs. And then Theo Epstein says, I want Joe Maddon. That's my guy that's going to wrap this thing all together. And you feel a little bit like, again, Ben Johnson chose the Bears, but I still say Ryan Poles landed on Caleb Williams. He also said, hey, Caleb, if you're thinking about trying to force your way out, we're going to draft you anyways. You're going number one overall, and I think the connection to Ben Johnson coming to Chicago has to do with the quarterback in Caleb Williams. I think he believes he can win with them, and it was ultimately Ryan Poles that got up to number one consecutive years to get Caleb Williams, Heisman Trophy winner, out of USC.
And he had a plan that he sold to Ben Johnson. As I said with Cassie, remember, Johnson had his pick. It wasn't like they selected the sixth or seventh best coaching option in the marketplace. They selected and were blessed with the number one coach for not only this past offseason, for the last couple of off seasons, who felt that it was the right time to make the move and leave Detroit. And he met with the Bears, and he listened to what Ryan Poles had to say and what Ryan Poles' vision was for the future. And I'm sure Poles admitted to him and was very open about the mistakes he made and why he let a guy like Roquan Smith go and what Ryan Poles' vision was for improving and, you know, fixing what was just an awful offensive line last year. And Ben Johnson bought into it. And I think, most important, he had to buy into the personality and the working character of Ryan Poles as well. And Ben needed to ask himself, can I work with this guy? And can I, with him, deliver a roster that's going to take us to the playoffs, win a playoff game that we haven't done since 2010 in this town, and then eventually, hopefully, get to a Super Bowl? He said yes. He signed the contract, got good money. And now Ryan Poles was rewarded so they can work together towards that goal.
He is Luke Canales. I'm Judson Richards with you in for Spiegelman Holmes on a Friday on 6-7 The Score. We are reacting to the 5-year contract extension that has been given to Bears GM Ryan Poles. We're taking your texts. We're taking your phone calls at 312-644-6767. Also, Lou, ESPN ranked the Bears' set of playmakers as one of the worst in football. Is that accurate? We'll dive into that next. You're listening to The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Listen to the Spiegel and Holmes Show on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
All right, Judson Richards and Luke Canales with you on a Friday. And for Spiegel and Holmes today, just a reminder, keep listening to our show all this week for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Baseball After Dark at Wildfire in Glenview, Wednesday, July 23rd, featuring special guest Michael Bush and hosted by Matt Spiegel. How about that? Spiegel, man, you're talking about a guy who's going to get to geek out with Michael Bush. You know what I love about Michael Bush, Lou? A good teachable swing. Like when I put my five-year-old in front of the TV, straightaway stance, nothing fancy with the hand. Like it's not like trying to teach a Matt Shaw's swing, you know? Cubs-Yankees coming up today. Last series before the All-Star break, Lou.
It would be important to win 2 of 3 in New York, wouldn't it? Going
yes,
with
it would.
Some momentum and coming off of what winning 1 of 3 against the Twins and finally got that offense going. And we didn't even get into the Pete Crow Armstrong conversation yet, which we
and
will. But
I don't
right
know
now,
if
this
we
is
will,
top of
Lou.
Mind. I know this is top of mind, and fans want to talk about the Ryan Poles extension.
Although we'll say this, though, were you checking the standings today? I was looking at the standings. Cubs have a 2-game lead over the Brewers.
How did it fall to 2? Well, with as well as the Cubs have played this season,
Jason
how is it only
Mizorowski.
Two? Yeah, how Jacob, is it only 2 games?
Jacob Mizorowski. I'm still getting to know the Miz. Is it Jacob or Jason? Guys, anybody? Jacob? I think it's Jacob Mizorowski.
It is Jacob Mizorowski.
Thank you.
It's
for
okay. Clayton Kershaw didn't know him either.
Yeah, yeah. And Clayton and I have seen a similar amount of baseball. But yeah, I mean, the Brewers, they've been rolling. They've won 4 in a row. And as you mentioned, it would behoove them to take 2 out of 3 because not only do the Brewers are 2 games within them, but they got the Nationals, who are well under 500. They've just fired their GM and their manager. So, yeah, it could get dicey. The good news is, Lou, we are in July. The other news is we are less than 2 weeks away from the Bears getting started with training camp, and now we've learned that the Bears have signed Ryan Poles to a 5-year contract extension. Those on the beat, including yourself, we're not aware of what Ryan Poles had. He had 2 years left on his deal. 5-year contract extension, Lou. I can see you're still digesting this news.
Yeah, but I like it, and I understand it. Now that I have the opportunity to think about it and think about what he went through to get himself to the 15-36 record that is in no way worthy of a new extension, I'm more understanding of why the Bears made this move and why Ben Johnson feels comfortable with Ryan Poles alongside. You know what? Before we get to some of the calls, let me throw some of the players at you that the Bears have acquired under the leadership of Ryan Poles.
Sure.
Kyler Gordon.
Yep.
We're all in agreement that A,
yep.
correct? Contract
yeah.
extension.
That was his first
selection, second round
pick. He did not
have
a first round pick.
Correct.
Yeah.
Jaquan Brisker, same draft. Jury's still out, or are we already, because of all the concussions, really not?
You've got to be, but you feel bad when a guy can't play because of his brain.
And because he plays so well when he's healthy out there, he's so good.
We can't deny the talent that Ryan Poles chose.
Braxton Jones has been a win. I mean, let's
Absolutely.
Be honest here. Braxton
yes.
Jones starting at left tackle, playing well, breaking down the tape, and I know that we all want that all pro at left tackle to protect your quarterback, but for a fifth round pick?
Cost effectiveness. Braxton Jones' contract right now has allowed them to go out and buy an interior line to protect Caleb Williams this year.
Darnell Wright, number 10 pick in the draft. We had one of our callers go after us because he felt that Poles, this was his way to get away from having to draft Jalen Carter, being able to trade down a spot and select Darnell Wright.
Right.
Who has played good football.
Yes.
Has he played football worthy of a top 10 pick so far?
No, but I will tell you this. The offensive line is a position that performs a lot better when those around them are better.
Bingo.
So do I think that Darnell Wright is going to be better this year? Absolutely. Do I think that Braxton Jones, once he gets back on the field, will be better because he's next to a guy named Joe Tooney? Absolutely, I do.
If he's healthy.
If he's healthy.
Jervon Dexter. Off to a terrific start last season. Had 4 sacks in the first 5 games. And then tapered off when Andrew Billings went down. And then got injured himself, and I think he missed the last 3 or 4 games. The jury is out on Dexter.
Yep.
This is the season. Either it happens or it doesn't happen. Tyreek Stevenson.
Well, he wasn't good in this Washington game that I recall. So that was a bad moment.
And that's what everyone remembers.
Right.
Everyone remembers his aggressiveness and the penalties that he has taken and maybe being a little too anxious out there, a little too aggressive at the position. But again, this is the season that we'll find out if Stevenson was the right pick.
And does that moment happen if the Bears have better coaching?
Caleb Williams. What does Caleb Williams have to do, not this season, but by next year, to make you feel like he was worthy of being the number one pick in the draft?
You know, Lou, I bring that up. I've gone over on the score my predictions or the numbers, the goals that I set for Caleb Williams, because I hit actual numbers. Like, for example, his completion percentage was 62.5%. I'd like to see it at 65%. I'd like to see him take a big jump forward when it comes to the deep ball specifically. But I did not put record-setting numbers, and it doesn't take a lot, in a Bears uniform. You know, I did not put him at 30-plus touchdowns. I did not put him at 4,000-plus yards because I think that Ben Johnson is going to allow Caleb Williams to not be asked to do everything. Last year, you felt a lot like it was Caleb will figure it out on Sundays. This didn't look great at practice, but he'll be able to figure out on Sundays because he was the Heisman Trophy winner and he was the number one overall pick. And so I am not expecting Caleb Williams to be a top 10 quarterback. I'm not expecting him to be a top 5 quarterback, Lou. I'm not looking for Caleb Williams to be the best number 2 quarterback we've ever seen, right? Carson Wentz was great in his second year. Where is he now? Josh Allen was someone who took some more time. I think that Ben Johnson is going to allow Caleb Williams to grow at the position with allowing him somewhat to lead from the back, maybe by week 8, week 9, week 10. We'll see a lot more of what we expect from Caleb Williams. But no, I'm not going to decide will Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams work after these next 17 games.
It will take a little bit of time for Caleb Williams
maybe,
to grasp
and maybe won't.
This offense. But my expectation is that by next season, he's one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL because he's got the talent there. And now he's got a head coach that can tap into that talent and use what he does best to put Williams in the perfect position. I think that Caleb Williams under Ben Johnson will be a top 10 quarterback next season. Roma Dunze, here's a guy that I don't think we've seen the tip of the iceberg.
Not even close.
With yet. Because Keenan Allen was a veteran on this team last year. And you understand that veterans demand the football. And he's dealing with a rookie in Caleb Williams. And Keenan Allen was playing on a 1-year contract for $20 million. All right? So he's going into the huddles expecting to get that football. And we saw a number of times Williams look Keenan Allen's way. I always felt that Keenan Allen, while a great talent, in a town that you spent time with in San Diego with the Chargers.
A third-round pick. I watched him. He was spectacular
incredible.
For a third-rounder.
Incredible. Yep. And when the Bears made the deal to get him, I thought it was a great move. But then over time, I just wasn't sure if he was the right fit with DJ Moore, who was the number one, who had 1,300 receiving yards his first season here in Chicago, and with Roma Dunze, who you just see is gushing with talent. I think Adunze has a big year this year. May come at the expense of DJ Moore, which could be another problem, but I think Adunze is going to have a big year.
He is Luke Canales. I'm Judson Richards. We're in for Spiegel and Holmes on a Friday where we thought we were going to hit maybe half a dozen topics, Lou. Instead, we have been focused on one big one, 312-644-6767. Ryan Poles has been given a 5-year contract extension. I saw the text line. They're like, if he already had two, and he's through 2029. That means he was given a 3-year contract extension, which, okay, but I tend to lean towards Adam Schefter's verbiage on this one. So we're going to go with a 5-year contract extension for Ryan Poles. Let's get your reaction. Let's go to Pat with us in Cedar Lake, who wants to react to this news. Hey, Pat, what's going on?
Hey, guys, what's going on? How you doing?
How are you, Pat?
I just don't get why any Bears fans would actually say they like it. I mean, you could say you understand it, but I'm just not there. I don't get it. Let's look. So, number one, the Caleb Williams thing. Poles didn't do anything to get Caleb Williams. Let's just start there. He was gifted Caleb Williams by arguably one of the worst trades in the last 25 years in the NFL. And you could put it up there as probably a top five worst trades in the history of the NFL by what the Panthers wanted to give the Bears, which they're still reaping the benefits from that. And they're, who knows how many years that set back the Panthers by doing that, number one.
Hold on, Pat. Let me ask you. Yeah. You're not going to give Ryan Poles credit for landing Caleb Williams?
I'm not. I gave it more than Poles. Because the Panthers had to make that deal. I mean, he had to put it out, the trade out there, sure, but the Panthers are the ones that gave up the farm and then some to give the Bears Caleb Williams. I mean, I put it more on the Panthers making an awful trade than pulling strings to get Caleb Williams.
Thanks for the call. I don't know how I'm good with criticizing someone. I have no problem criticizing someone. But if I'm going to do that, I'm going to also give them credit, too. That trade that Ryan Poles made with the Carolina Panthers, if Caleb is a player, if he is a dude, if you include DJ Moore and all the other picks that went along with it, including another top 10 pick that led to Rome Odunze, I mean, Pat, we got to give him credit. If Caleb is a player, that will go down as arguably the best trade in NFL history. If Caleb goes on to either win a Super Bowl, wear a gold jacket one day, which I know that may be a Hail Mary on my part, but if he does either of those things, Lou, we have got to give him credit for the trade he made with the Carolina Panthers. That trade, Lou, I think gave them Ben Johnson. You may not believe in Ben Johnson. I do. He's not here without Caleb Williams.
Well, exactly. That's why he's here. He wants to take Caleb Williams to the next level. And let's look back again at what that trade was. The first overall pick in 2023 goes to Carolina. And in exchange, the Bears get, all right, the Panthers 2023 first and second round picks, their 24 first round pick, their 25 second round pick, and DJ Moore. And I remember being in a bar when that trade went down, and I was most excited about the DJ Moore pickup because we've seen enough bad wide receivers in this town where I said, holy smokes, the Bears finally got themselves a number one pick, a number one wide receiver. Listen, you got to give the guy credit. He's the guy that pulled off the deal. How can you criticize him for it?
Well, you know, it's interesting, too, and he's Luke Canales, Judson Richards, along with you on a Friday. And for Spiegel and Holmes, we got Cubs baseball. Cubs and the Yankees begin a 3-game series beginning at 5:30 tonight here on The Score. Zach Zabin will take over. I don't know about you, Lou. You just traveled to Spain. I know that you've been dialing in on all your Bears coverage. Have you been watching much film on the Detroit Lions offense? Are you like me where...
Well, I've been watching it for the last couple of years.
Okay, well, that's a good point. But I mean recently, like, I will go to YouTube. I don't care what your credentials are. I don't care if you've coached. I don't care if you've played. If you're giving me something interesting of what Ben Johnson has done over the last 3 years leading the Detroit Lions to 33 points a game, then I want to watch it. And you know what I continue to get? The creativity of how Ben Johnson used Amon-Ra St. Brown. Right? Because St. Brown was a guy that he obviously said, I will do anything and everything that you want. So Ben Johnson would line him out wide. He would put him in the slot. He would ask him to be a running back. He would ask him to be a blocking running back as well. And Amon-Ra St. Brown would do whatever he was asked. And it's why he's been so great. Whose skill set reminds you a little bit of Amon-Ra St. Brown on the Bears?
Luther Burden.
Or DJ
Moore.
Or DJ Moore.
Or DJ Moore. Yeah, so, I mean, I think DJ Moore, even though he's got the money. And remember, DJ Moore has the contract right now. But
DJ Moore still got some dog in him, too.
Yeah, he still has to prove himself.
But my
point
is,
new head coach.
That Carolina Panthers trade, not only got you Caleb Williams, but if that potentially is your Amon-Ra St. Brown to make this thing tick, then that is another move that Ryan Poles made in that Panthers trade to help set this team up for success.
I think the expectation is that he will turn into Detroit's version of Amon-Ra St. Brown. And he's going to be given the opportunity here to be the number one. My concern with DJ Moore, and we saw his body language last year during those struggles, and it was not good.
It wasn't.
It was not representative of what you would expect from a leader on this team, from a captain. It better change. And Ben Johnson has referenced it so far about body language, whether it's DJ Moore's body language, Jalen Johnson's body language, as Cassie told us, or Caleb Williams' body language as well. It all has to change. And something you and I talked about in the pre-show meeting that I strongly believe in. What I love about Ben Johnson is he's come to this team. He has no ties to anyone. And I'm specifically talking about his players. Mm-hmm. He wasn't here when this team drafted Caleb Williams. He wasn't here when the team made the deal for DJ Moore. So we will find out if DJ Moore is his type of guy.
Yep.
If Caleb Williams can develop into his type of quarterback. And if they aren't, if he's not his type of guy or his type of quarterback, Ben Johnson can make a move and not have to ask anyone for permission. He will go make the move because he's leading that roster right now. Ryan Poles delivered it. Now it's Johnson's job to go out and win with it. And if he doesn't win with it, he'll make the move to find guys that he can win with.
I think Ben Johnson really needs DJ Moore to be great. If they're going to be great this first year, right? I think he does.
I think they've loaded themselves up at wide receiver. Now, we haven't
seen certainly any challenged Luther Burden in that press conference.
We haven't seen Luther Burden on the football field. Get out there.
Yeah. By the way, you said he's not tied to anybody. They are now tied to one guy, at least when it comes to a contract extension. Reaction to the news, Ryan Poles given a 5-year contract extension. So now through 2029, Ryan Poles has a contract with the Chicago Bears. We'll continue to take the reaction. Text line, phone 312-644-6767. Lou, I also want to get your thoughts on it. Is it fair that the Bears are ranked 25th out of 32 teams when it comes to playmakers? We'll get to that coming up next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack. You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Listen to the Spiegel and Holmes Show on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
You ain't tickets laying around? Let me know.
All right, we're doing this right now. Be caller 6 to 312-540-0670. We're giving away a pair of tickets to see Phish Sunday, July 20th at United Center. You can find more of those tickets at Ticketmaster.com. He is Luke Nelson. I'm Judson Richards in for Spiegel and Holmes on a Friday. Lou, I feel like you're a man who's been to Phish. Right?
Never, never.
Really?
No, I'm not a Phish guy.
Oh, okay. But yeah. You're a concert guy.
I am a concert. I love
you and Layla. I was like, the 5 minute conversation sounded like more concerts I've ever been to in my life.
Hitting Windy City Live, a little country tonight.
Oh, good stuff. A little Old Dominion.
Yeah, a little Old Dominion.
I'm a big fan.
You're a fan.
I really
you worked
did.
In Texas, right?
I did. Yeah, I did. I worked in Texas and Oklahoma, so that red dirt country scene. Believe it or not, the
you
sports.
Ever go to the Red River Showdown?
No.
Between Oklahoma and Texas?
No, I did not.
It's on my bucket list.
I started in San Angelo, Texas. The sports director was a local Texan, and he would burn CDs of the bands coming to town, and I'd listen to it for a week or 2 weeks before, and then we'd go to the concert, and I'd be up to speed with what everyone was into. And that was what I did in San Angelo, Texas, and continued Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I did not know that Old Dominion was... a Texas band, to be honest.
I didn't either.
I just thought that I do love country, by the way. 312-644-6767. Luke Kanellison, Judson Richards, and for Spiegel and Holmes, we've got Cubs baseball, Cubs and the Yankees coming your way at 5:30, 6:10 first pitch, that three-game series before we head off into the All-Star break. We are reacting to the news. Ryan Poles signing a three-year contract extension. He already had 2 years, Lou, which we learned. Ryan Poles signed with the Bears through 2029. We also saw this list. Interesting. Bill Barnwell does a great job for ESPN and ESPN.com. Should the Bears be sitting at number 25 out of 32 teams when it comes to playmakers on their rosters? That's receivers, tight ends, and running backs. Do they deserve to be number 25?
You know, I don't know if they deserve to be number 25, but I think they're last in the division. When you look at the playmakers in Detroit with Amon-Ra St. Brown,
I would agree,
and Laporta, and that running back duo of David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, and then you look at what Minnesota has, and arguably, and you're not going to get an argument from me, Justin Jefferson's the best wide receiver in football, and in the way Aaron Jones has played, I think Jones has been terrific at running back, and then Green Bay with Josh Jacobs. I'm still not sold on their wide receiver position. You look at the Bears. You know, DJ Moore had an off year last year.
Yes, he did.
The year before, he was terrific. We don't know what Luther Burden's going to deliver. Cole Kmet couldn't even get the ball thrown his way last year, so his numbers were way, way down. And DeAndre Swift proved to me that he can't run between the tackles. So, yeah, I get it. I mean, it hurts. The truth hurts sometimes, but when it comes to playmakers, maybe the Bears do have the worst group of playmakers in the NFC North today, going into the season. Last year, I think when they did this type of rundown.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What, I think the Bears were number six or number seven?
They were six.
Yeah. And how did that prove?
Yeah, well, even Bill had to acknowledge that he missed on that one. By the way, Packers came in at number 17. Vikings came in at sixth. Lions came in at second. Interesting stat on Roma Dunze. Roma Dunze was thrown catchable balls. They have a stat for that. 58.9% expected catch rate, which was the league's sixth lowest for receivers with at least 100 targets. So that means that Caleb Williams did not throw him a lot of very catchable balls. He managed only a 54% catch rate. That needs to go up.
Yeah, most of those were the long ball, too, remember?
Yeah.
Caleb had a real tough time with the long ball.
Yeah, I remember Hard Knocks. Caleb says, "Hi, don't get nervous." And then he gets in the game and he just was sailing the deep ball. And it's like, we didn't see that a lot in college, which tells me that there may have been some nerves involved.
And Ben Johnson has said, because he's been asked about his difficulty in connecting with the long ball last year, and Ben Johnson said, you just got to keep throwing it. Mm-hmm. Just keep going. Keep doing it. And at some point, it'll click.
You know, the words in this scenario, playmaker is one word. With the Lions at number two, the Bears have now gotten or hired a playmaker.
Yeah.
Right? Like, are they at number two not only because of the talented players, but being put in a place to succeed by a playmaker or a play creator in Ben Johnson, right? The Bears have hired the playmaker that got a team up to second overall, who's sitting at number 25 at this list.
Where were those Lions before Ben Johnson took over that offense? They weren't the team that averaged 33 a game last year, scored 68 touchdowns. And I have the numbers somewhere, but their offense was not very good. Jahmyr Gibbs, remember when they made the trade for Gibbs and then they drafted him and everyone thought, oh my gosh, what is he
doing?
What a bad move. They signed David Montgomery to that free agent contract that forced him to leave the Bears. And he knew exactly what he was doing because in Ben Johnson's offense, if you run the football, it opens everything else up.
You know, the Bill Barnwell list of playmakers, to have them at number six last year, 25 this year, don't you think that they're better this year?
Playmaker-wise?
Yeah.
From, 100%.
From Colston Loveland to Luther Burden. Now, those are rookies that are going to have to show up and play, but I would definitely take those two instead of, obviously, Keenan Allen running routes and giving you an opportunity to go out there and win. The problem is the running back room.
They still need another running back to step up. I'm not saying that guy isn't on the roster. I mean, it's time for Roschon Johnson to step up and deliver. Kyle Manungai, let's be honest with our expectations here because he was drafted in the seventh round, 26th running back taken, somewhere in that direction, 22, 26.
Seventh rounders often don't make the team.
And I don't care what he did in the Big Ten. All right, there are enough talent evaluators out there in the NFL that looked at him and said he wasn't worthy of being selected higher. So let's not put unreasonable expectations on Kyle Manungai. You need a guy that's going to step up and be the complement in the backfield to DeAndre Swift or take over for Swift. And then still you need another running back because he loves to run that two running back set.
To me, it felt like the Bears went out and decided to spend money on an offensive line instead of on a running back.
Which was the right thing to do, because unless you have the blockers up front, you can't run the football.
Especially with the amount of sacks and struggles that Caleb Williams had getting rid of the ball last year. Well, Lou, let's do this. We're going to talk to a friend of yours. Now, the last game that John Rooney called for the White Sox was Game 4 of the 2005 World Series. We will ask John what he remembers most about that team 20 years later. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.